what about the image of Al-Qaeda itself? Is it changing among the very people who might be most drawn to it? The impregnable, untouchable terror network, a sort of romantic foreign legion of terror or circus of jihad which little boys dream of running away to join. With the death of Osama bin Laden, might Al-Qaeda suddenly have lost its allure? Well, our partner this week, the BBC, has been investigating this idea in Kabul, Afghanistan, where it turns out Al-Qaeda's message remains loud and clear. At a crowded news conference in Kabul within the last week, the main event is four small boys. They giggle nervously, but the subject of the news conference is deadly serious. These four boys were arrested together at the Pakistan border a few days ago, recruited and trained as suicide bombers, sent to die in Afghanistan. When they spoke later at Kabul's juvenile detention center, they were hardly shy about their mission.
My name is Ghulam Farooq. I'm 9.5 years old. There was a mullah in the village mosque who encouraged us to go for jihad. He would always tell us to go to Afghanistan, wear a suicide vest, and blow it up to kill infidels. He also told us that when you press the button of the bomb, the infidels will be killed, but you will not die.
That's 9-year-old Ghulam, bright-eyed and ready to die, and he's not even the youngest little jihadi in this group.
My name is Niaz Muhammad. I'm 8.5 years old. We didn't know about suicide attacks at all. We believed what our mullah told us. But when we got to the border, we asked someone if it was right that after a suicide attack, you could survive. He said no, so asked the policeman to show us the bus which goes back to our home, but he arrested us.
Ghulam and Niaz sounded brave for a while and then later burst into tears, not surprisingly asking for their parents and wondering if they would ever see their families again. Questions only the staff at the detention center could answer. The Afghan authorities are seeing more and more children being used as suicide bombers, and part of the bin Laden legacy in Afghanistan is the spread of suicide tactics beyond Al-Qaeda to the Taliban, who have made the tactic their own. But one would think that a group offering suicide to its recruits would be vulnerable to groups with a more positive message. In several large tents, usually used for weddings, thousands of Afghans gathered to protest against making deals with the Taliban. The rally was organized by the former Afghan intelligence chief, Amrullah Saleh.
If we see our people are pushed again into margins through a deal, we will prefer a dignified resistance than a disgraceful peace, which will by name be peace, but in reality it will be end and death of pluralistic Afghanistan.
But in the immediate aftermath of the death of bin Laden, the Taliban show no signs of throwing in the towel on jihad. In a video issued over the weekend, half a dozen fighters parade with their weapons. One reads a statement. Osama bin Laden's blood will nourish the jihad in Afghanistan, he says. Videos like these may seem like an archaic propaganda relic, but to this girl of 14, covered in a blue burqa, sitting in a darkened room, they still have the power to convince. This is a video clip where this girl is promising to become a suicide bomber. Her approving father is seen by her side. It's thought she has already blown herself up. General David Petraeus, the U.S. commander in Afghanistan, says the killing of Osama bin Laden may pause Al-Qaeda's headlines and bloodshed for a while. But the numbers in this young jihadi army, particularly within the Taliban, will continue to grow, like the death toll in this morning's Pakistan bombing. Special thanks there to our partner, the BBC, and Paul Wood, a reporter who brought us those sounds and voices from Kabul, Afghanistan. Coming up, we're going to go to the scene of that bombing in Pakistan, targeting military recruits near the city of Peshawar, more than 80 dead. Stay with us.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.